The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Through a chair. That's the best I can say about it. This is Steve Scully music. Steve Scully is the C-SPAN host who gets to, quote, moderate debate number two. I think I spotted him at Dulles this morning in sunglasses buying tickets to Rio. I really, if you don't know what this is the escape music from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. 1-800-520-1234. 5 hours of this last night. Look, the Indians got clubbed as mercilessly as Joe Biden last night. So I'm in a terrible mood. So call and tell me what you thought. I don't care if you're a Democrat or an independent. 1-800-520-1234. One, you have to be sober, or you have to trick Harley. Two, you can't swear. Other than that, I don't care. Here is the Fox News montage of last night, cut number 15.
The party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am
and
the Democratic
And they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the
Not
Democratic
to
Party.
Drug prices will be coming down 80 or 90%. You could have done it during your 47-year period in government, but you didn't do it. Nobody's done it.
I beat Bernie Sanders.
Not by much.
I beat him a whole hell of a lot. I'm here standing facing
Pocahontas
you all,
Pocahontas would have left well, 2 days early. You would have lost every primary.
All he knows how to
on
do
Super
is
hurt. Tuesday.
There is no manifesto, number
Please
one.
Please let him speak, Mr.
Number
President.
Two.
He just lost the left. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a
because
break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing.
What's that?
He wants to shut down this country.
Oh.
And I want to keep it open. And we did a great thing by shutting it down.
Shut it down.
Wait a minute, Joe. Let me shut you down for a second, Joe. Just for 1 second. He wants to shut down the country.
If everybody wore masks and social distance between now and January, we'd probably save up to 100,000 lives. It matters.
And they've also
it
said
matters.
The opposite. They've
and
also said
no,
the opposite.
No serious person said the opposite.
They've
no
also said, well, look,
serious
person. Right, Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci said the
he
opposite.
Did not.
President Trump, you're holding large rallies with crowds packed together, thousands of people.
Outside,
yes, sir. Agreed. Vice President Biden, you are holding much smaller events with
nobody will show up. China ate your lunch, Joe, and no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars. Takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, while we're at it, why is it? Just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. We believe in law and order, but you don't. The top 10 cities and just about the top 40 cities are run by Democrats and in many cases radical left. And they've got you wrapped around their finger, Joe.
Look,
he has no law enforcement.
That's
support,
not true.
Almost
that's
nothing.
Not, that, look.
Oh, Roy, who do you have? Name one group that supports you. Name one group that came out and supported you. Go
look,
ahead.
Look,
think. We have time.
We don't have time to do anything.
No. And by the way, he made a couple of statements. The Green New Deal is $100 trillion.
That is not,
$20 billion.
My plan.
That's
the Green
well,
New
you want to
Deal
rebuild every
is
building.
Not my plan.
Right. So that was the Fox montage. Here is Joe Biden making the declaration of the night. Cut number two.
He knows that what I proposed. What I proposed is that we expand Obamacare. And we increase it. We do not wipe any. And one of the big debates we had with 23 of my colleagues trying to win the nomination that I won, were saying that Biden wanted to allow people to have private insurance still. They can. They do. They will under my proposal.
It's not what you've said, but, and it's not what your party has said.
That is simply
your party
a
doesn't say it. Your party wants to go socialist.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am.
And they're
going to
dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
My party is me. My party is me. Wow. And then the famous non-answer on court packing, cut number one.
If Senate Republicans, we were talking originally about the Supreme Court here, if Senate Republicans go ahead and confirm Justice Barrett, there has been talk about ending the filibuster or even packing the court, adding to the nine justices there. You call this a distraction by the president, but in fact, it wasn't brought up by the president. It was brought up by some of your Democratic colleagues in the Congress. So my question to you is, you have refused in the past to talk about it. Are you willing to tell the American people tonight whether or not you will support either ending the filibuster or packing the court?
Whatever position I take in that, that'll become the issue.
I'm not willing to answer. Kamala Harris, the running mate, went on CBS with John Dickerson post-debate, cut 16.
His answer on court packing, adding more justices to the court, just sounds like a straight-up dodge. Why won't he talk about what he wants to do, what he thinks should happen?
Well, I think he's very clear, John, which is that he is focused, as we all should be, on the next 35 days. And he is focused on, one, the process by which we're even having the conversation about the United States Supreme Court.
That was a dodge. And then Kamala Harris went on with Jake Tapper, cut number 17.
There are a number of Democrats in Washington, as you know, who are saying that if Judge Barrett is confirmed and if you and Joe Biden win and the Democrats take back the Senate, then there should be consideration of adding seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. Neither you nor Joe Biden are willing to give a straight answer as to whether or not you're willing to entertain that idea, but it's not some fringe idea. Democrats in Washington are talking about it. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, has said that he's not taking anything off the table. Is that an idea that you're willing to think about?
We are 35 days away from an election that is probably the most important election of our lifetime and in our children's lifetime. And there is nothing about these next 35 days that Joe or I will take for granted. And so the focus right now is on reminding people that we have this election that is very much in play. It is about reminding people that people are voting right now. Almost a million people, Jake, in our country have already voted. We are in the midst of an election, and the Republican leader of the Senate, together with Donald Trump, are in the spirit of hypocrisy trying to push through a nominee while the American people are voting. And so Joe has been really clear. Let's focus on what's happening right now. Deal with later. Focus on what's happening right now, which is the American people are voting, and they should be the ones to decide who will have the next lifetime appointment to the United States Supreme Court. Let's not get distracted. Let's be focused on what is right in front of us, because there is a lot at stake in terms of the integrity of our democracy, of our election system, and this process that should take place over the next 35 days.
I will respectfully note that you also declined to answer that question with me, Senator Kamala Harris. I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Jake. Thanks for the question.
All right. Yeah. So I don't really understand, Abby, why they won't answer that question.
They won't answer that question. And it's because they are radicals and they're going to say yes or they're going to lose their party. Let's go to the phone. Ken, Dearborn, Michigan. What do you think happened, Ken? 30 seconds.
I was disgusted last night, Hugh. There's six words that describe that. Proud Boys, stand back, stay prepared. I mean, if people can't see he's a racist now, I don't know what it would take.
That's what you took away from the debate.
Yes.
All right. John, Michigan as well.
You. I would say that was the worst debate that I've had the displeasure of watching in my 59 years on this earth. But more importantly, the poorly transposed questions from Chris Wallace and the bias in his questions and the leading of his questions was just, it was beyond belief. I mean, it was so biased and he was so leading, and the way that he coached some of the reminded Joe Biden of what their beliefs are just blew me away.
All right, John, thank you. Dennis in Utah, 1-800-520-1234. 30-second responses. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes, I've always been frustrated with Chris Wallace. I share some of your concerns about him tag-teaming with Joe Biden on the issues that he was confronted with. And I just really hope that we have other moderators besides Chris.
Oh, they're definitely their new ones coming. Irene in Campbell, California. Irene, 30 seconds to you.
It was terrible. Joe was more prepared than I thought he would be. The president was less prepared than I hoped he would be. And it was frustrating and very, very sad. I'm almost 90 and I watched the whole thing. It was very sad.
Thank you. And I think I have to wait until the next segment as they screen more calls. Or Kathy in Scranton, 30 seconds, Kathy.
I felt like Chris Wallace was on Joe Biden's side, and Trump was going against both of them. The whole thing didn't seem right to me. I thought it was a bad debate.
All right, Kathy, thank you. More phone calls coming up. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trained, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and
welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. I am getting one growing conviction, which is when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris repeatedly refused to answer a question, would you allow Supreme Court packing? Joe Biden during the debate, Kamala Harris before and after the debate, then President Trump and the media have to keep asking that question. Look, that question is fundamental to the stability of the republic. It's never been done. We've never packed the Supreme Court. Biden and Harris will not answer. So keep demanding answers. Back to the phones. Maggie in Pennsylvania, 30 seconds. Maggie, what do you think?
Maggie Pittsburgh, we hired a fighter. We got a fighter. Trump, President Trump blew it right back in Chris Wallace's face. That debate was between him and Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace asked no neutral questions to President Trump. Biden is weak. We got it going. We're gonna beat Biden in Pennsylvania.
All right, Maggie, thank you. John in Pittsburgh, speaking of Pennsylvania. What do you think, John?
Morning, you. The moderator could get complete control of that easily by having control of the mics. He could warn them, I'm going to shut your mic off if you interrupt, and do it one time, and that would be it. They would get the point. Chris Wallace had no right to be asking the president about his tax returns. I did not like when he point blank asked him, did you pay $750,000 or $750, whatever it was, in the last 2 years? He shouldn't even have that information. Didn't like that at all.
Thank you, John. Mark in Yakima, Washington State. Hi, Mark. Yakima.
Well, Yakima. I thought it was a schoolyard fight, and I think they both came out swinging. And about half hour into it, I was ready to shut the thing off. And I managed, unfortunately, to watch the whole thing. I thought they were both horrible.
All right. Thank you. George, South Carolina.
Yes, I was extremely frustrated with all the interruption. President Trump wouldn't even allow Chris to get the question out, and he was interrupting him. I'm a huge Trump supporter. Chris was biased towards the end on global warming, climate control. He asked Trump six straight questions trying to pigeonhole him. But I just think the handlers need to better prepare our president because he's got the perfect message and the perfect answers, but he just can't control that mouth of interrupting. That just did not win him any votes last night.
Thank you, George. John in Dallas.
Hugh, Joe Biden gave President Trump the perfect opportunity, the perfect storm, to give him what he wanted, Joe Biden, and what the Democrats want, which is to pack the court and end the filibuster. By President Trump doing it, he can kill the socialist movement in this country and eliminate the radical tendencies that we're leaning toward by taking the lead in packing the court himself, McConnell ending the filibuster and doing it now.
All right, thank you. Time for a market report brought to you by Birch Gold. Then more of your phone calls. Birch Gold, of course, you can find at HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. What I want you to do with Birch Gold is move 10 to 25% of your IRA or 401k into solid physical precious metals that they put into a depository for you with your name on the door and great security. Thousands of five-star reviews. They'll also help you buy gold. If you're buying enough gold, call. Just go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Gold this morning is down to 1889.70. Great entry point. The 10-year Treasury at 0.64. It dropped overseas. Both England down 0.32% and Germany down 0.78%. Don't know what the market's going to do, but yesterday the Dow was off 131. The NASDAQ was down 32. The S&P was off 16. I have no idea how the market's going to react, if at all, to that first debate. Probably a wash politically. May have depressed turnout, which is good for Trump. May have given some talking points to Team Trump. Never seen a candidate for the presidency described the commander-in-chief and head of state as racist, as a fool, as a liar. I mean, Joe Biden was as bad as Donald Trump and in many ways a clown, much more in many respects. 1-800-520-1234. Chris Wallace taking his lumps this morning as well. What did you think? More of your phone calls coming up on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Is this the way? Welcome back, America, to Hewitt. Boy, is Blue Bubble Media exploding over last night. They wanted the president to lie down and take it. They wanted the president to get rolled by Chris Wallace and not to interrupt Joe Biden when he said stuff. They wanted the president not to talk about Hunter Biden because they don't want to talk about Hunter Biden. Now they're going to have to talk about Hunter Biden. And they really didn't like the answers Joe Biden gave on Amy Coney Barrett because Joe Biden endorsed her. Said what a wonderful person she is. She's terrific. He gave up. And so the left realizes it's going to be a 6-3 Supreme Court, which means that court packing is all they've got left. All they've got left is court packing. And Joe Biden wouldn't answer it, and Kamala Harris wouldn't answer it. So the media needs to keep asking it again and again and again. Alliance Defending Freedom is a great sponsor of this show. And I just tweeted out that everybody listening, and I hope everyone, all 201,000 of you who follow me on Twitter, will go to the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at HughHewitt.com. It's at the very top of HughHewitt.com. All right. All you have to do is go to HughHewitt.com, scroll up to the top, very top. It says, will you fight for your freedom? Give now. They need $100 or more from every single person. We need to keep Alliance Defending Freedom in the field. Pivotal court battles are ahead. Pivotal Supreme Court nominations are ahead. Alliance Defending Freedom, which has been working for 25 years to protect your religious freedoms, needs your help. You can call 866-359-9644, but they need your help. Also want to emphasize, as we saw last night, it's going to be a base election, a turnout election. Everybody has got to vote, and you have got to help people get to the polls or help them complete a mail-in ballot. 2016 was decided by thousands of votes, not millions. 500,000 across the country have already gone to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I want to see that number reach 1 million or more. Make this the biggest get-out-the-vote effort in conservative history. One part the liberal media cannot mess around with is your right to vote. Do a little or do a lot, but go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com today. KeepAmericaAmerica.com today. And if you need to relax after that knife fight last night, go over to SalemNow.com. Pick any of the movies. One Nation Under God, Trump 2024. There are a whole bunch of great films over there. Use my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H. And relax a little bit. But first, more reactions. What'd you think of last night? Chris, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Hugh? If you were an independent, undecided voter last night, and if you watched that, all that did was just convince you to stay home and not vote. I lasted about 10 minutes, and then I ended up turning on a Charlie Brown Halloween.
Let me ask you this, Chris. If the country was going to go to war... If the country was in a war, who would you want from those two guys to be leading the country?
Me personally, I would want Donald Trump. But unfortunately, there's a majority of people in this country that just don't care either way, and they'll just let whatever happen.
They might, but I do believe that if people that Joe Biden would not answer the single most important question. This is my biggest takeaway, and I've been thinking about it. I got about 3 hours of sleep. I did 5 hours of debate coverage last night. The Indians it was a restless week because the Indians got crushed by the Yankees. So I was in a bad mood. But I kept thinking to myself, I could hang up on you there, Chris. I kept thinking to myself, you know, if the country were to be attacked, if you really, you just wouldn't want Joe Biden running things. And my biggest fault on Trump is he did not hit Biden again, and he only did it once. You called me xenophobic when I closed the country down to China. We'd have 2 million dead if you had been president. That's the number one line. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And he didn't hit it enough. Thank you, Chris. Go Indians. We'll come back tonight. Albert, Colorado Springs. What do you think, Albert?
I was originally really upset with Chris Wallace, but now I feel sad for him. The way he scripted it was he would zing candidate A and then zing candidate B, and they would say this and that. And the evidence of that is he kept saying, oh, we're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about climate change later. We're going to talk about race later. And when he zinged candidate A and candidate A was Trump, it looked like he was feeding Biden information when he was zinging Biden. And then when Biden was candidate A, he would interrupt Trump to zing him with the question when Trump was going to answer it anyway. So he just overscripted it and overplanned it, and it ended up a mess on his part.
I agree. It was a pretty disastrous performance. Candy Crowley is happiest today because she is no longer the worst debate moderator in history. Anthony in West Virginia, what do you think, Anthony?
Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
My point of this is that Biden was definitely given information, okay? I mean, they made this thing about the earpiece. Well, that wasn't the issue. I think the issue was more that he was fed the information beforehand because
I don't agree with you.
Down,
I don't agree
down
with you.
At a piece of paper, and at the end, you saw clips where somebody picked up a yellow envelope that was on.
No, I don't agree with you. Just tell me what you thought about what you saw. Put away the theory, the conspiracy theory. Who won? Who lost? Why?
I think it was a disaster.
For...
And I think that for both, because I my personal opinion, I think. Chris Wallace didn't do an absolute good job at all.
No, it was the World War One of debates. It really was the World War One of debates. Everybody lost. Thank you, Anthony. Jack, Pennsylvania. Jack, what do you think?
Hi, you. A couple of things. First of all, this is hopefully the end of the trend of debates that started with Lincoln Douglas. Kennedy Nixon was some substance. Then it became Poland is under the thumb of the Russians. Amy,
Jack, what'd you think of the debate? I don't need a history lesson. What'd you think of the debate?
It was a total waste of time, just like our democracy has become.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Mike in Missouri, 1-800-520-1234. I really don't want, editorials. I just want to know what you thought of the debate. Mike?
Yeah, there were times when I thought that the president shouldn't have interrupted because I think Joe would have made some gaffes. But I remember back to Ames Romney and how frustrated it was that they wouldn't respond to the lie. So I was happy with what President did.
Well, that's an interesting point.
And then the people who aren't watching Fox finally found out about Hunter and some of the other getting money from Moscow and all the other stuff. So hopefully those people will be curious enough to find out some more.
You know, I tweeted last night, pointed at Get Blue Bubble Media, if you're going to take Vienna. That's a famous dictum of Napoleon about if you have a strategy, execute your strategy. The president's strategy was to put Hunter Biden on the table, put the lockdown on the table, put China on the table, and he did all of his strategic objectives. I don't know if Blue Bubble Media is going to come on, but they can't ignore not answering the question about packing the courts. Thank you, Mike. Karen in Orlando. Go ahead, Karen. Hello, Karen. Or maybe I got the wrong one. Noel in Washington. Hello, Noel. Welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Hugh. Yeah, I understood the knife fight aspect from a male standpoint, but my girlfriend absolutely hated it. If I were an independent, undecided, it was so Trump was so aggressive that he didn't let Biden speak and then counter whatever Biden didn't say.
But I got to interrupt you for a second. Tom Cotton is on Fox News. I would like to hear what Senator Cotton says.
It means that you'll lose your right to religious freedom. It means that they'll take away your Second Amendment rights. They'll force you to use your taxes to pay for abortion on demand up to the ninth month, maybe even beyond. They'll take your home and give it to giant corporations to use for a parking lot at their office complex. That's what Joe Biden is dodging. It wouldn't become the issue if he said, no, I don't want to pack the court. It would put the issue to rest. The reason he doesn't want to put the issue to rest by simply saying, no, I don't want to pack the court, is because the Democrats have become so radical that they are willing to take unprecedented steps to fundamentally restructure the nature of our government to achieve their far-left agenda.
Yeah, and you know what, Senator? You're not the moderate Joe who's going to bring a semblance of law and order to the White House and a sense of discipline if you're going to pack the court. That makes you radical, and he just refused to answer that question. Also, it's important, not only did he break decorum by saying, will you shut up? They're making T-shirts that say, shut up, man. Is that the person that's going to supposedly claim bring class and continuity back to the White House? Here's Kamala Harris on the same question about Joe Biden packing the court.
He goes to that. Let's go back to Rob in Cleveland, Ohio. Rob, what about our Indians?
Hello?
Hey, Rob. Yeah, what about our Indians,
hey,
man? What happened to Shane Bieber?
He fell apart. I'm discouraged, but, you know, I was worried that if the Indians won the World Series this year, everyone would just go, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, Zach Plesac is coming back tonight. I think we'll win tonight, but, man, Game 3, it's going to be on Cookie.
It will be. It will be interesting. But my comment about the Democrats would be that if they want this election to be about the Supreme Court, they have to describe what that Supreme Court will look like so that we can vote on it, if that's what they want to do.
You know, I don't think they can keep this up. I really don't think they can keep this up, dodging everything.
Give us a list and say they're not going to pack the court.
It should be that easy. Thank you, Rob. Let's stay in Cleveland. John, good morning, WHK 1420. How are you, John?
I'm fine. All right. I'm a big Trump supporter here, but interrupting was very bothersome to me. I did not like that at all, and that was disappointing. I'm with Trump on all of the issues, but my big thing, and it has been for a long time, is I support Trump on the issues, but I don't always like the way he presents himself, and that was displayed yesterday, unfortunately. I hope he does better in the next debate, because he's got a lot going for him, doggone it.
All right. Thank you, John. Rich in Pittsburgh. What do you think, Rich?
I agree with the previous caller. I'm a big Trump supporter, but Biden won because he stayed focused as fairly as he could, and Trump could have got all his points out in his time slots. Chris Wallace gave him the time to speak, and he kept taking over the other thing. He should have let Biden explode himself, and he didn't do that. Biden would have crumbled it, but Trump would have just let him speak a little longer.
All right, Graham in Glendale, California. Graham, what do you think?
Hey, Hugh, long-time listener from when you were back here. My comment is that, yeah, I don't listen to what they say so much. And I've always watched how they look. And Biden didn't look good. He had, like, his kind of buggy eyes, and he wasn't really there. And our president was there.
All right. Good question. Good point. Karen in Orlando. Karen, last one in this segment. More coming up at 1-800-520-1234. Karen, 30 seconds. Hello, Karen. Karen, are you on pause? Are you on hold? All right, Dave in Minneapolis. Dave, what do you think?
Hi, Hugh. Strong Trump supporter. Got a sign in my yard. Gave to his campaign. We've got people in my neighborhood burning flags and stealing signs. I still have it up in my yard. I was very
What about the debate, Dave? What about the debate?
I was very, very disappointed. I think if he loses this election, we could point to this because he didn't bring in any independent voters from it.
All right, Dave, thank you. I'm coming back with more after the break. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. I want to play you one debate exchange. Cut number six, please.
The highest trade deficit
China
with Mexico.
Your lunch, down all right, 18%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars. Takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also,
simply
while we're at
true.
It, why
simply
is it,
true.
Just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he
true.
Do to deserve it?
That
what did he do with Burisma
none
to
of
deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. You've asked a question, not an answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
It's totally
Mr. President,
it's
Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million, Joe?
Mr. Vice
President, he got $3.5 million.
It is not true.
Oh, really?
Mr.
No.
President,
well,
it's an open discussion, please.
Now,
it's
a fact.
Well, you have raised an issue. Let the
totally
Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma
pay
him $183,000 a month? With no experience and energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who?
In
the media.
By everybody. Well, by the media, by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. Matter of fact, even the people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Mr. I'm listening to you.
He got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration, said, I did my job and I did it very well.
Oh, really?
I did it honorably.
I'd like to know who they are.
I'll give you the list of the people who testified.
No, go ahead, sir.
Sure, you've already fired most of them because they did a good job.
Some people don't do a good job.
Well, here's
it. With you,
wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
Hey, let me
person.
Just say to you.
No. I'm Mr. President.
$3.5 million, Joe.
That is simply.
Why did
not
he deserve
true.
$3.5 million from Moscow?
Look, here's the deal. We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean, his family, we could talk about all night. His family's
my
already.
Family,
no, no, no,
my family
already
lost a fortune by coming down and helping us with government.
Ahead,
and that's such
every,
a.
Right
that's
here, Mr. President.
That's such
every
a great,
single one of them lost
this
a fortune.
This is not about my family or his family. It's about your family.
They didn't
the American
like $3.5 million.
He doesn't.
Nothing.
That's not true. It doesn't want to talk about what you need. You, the American people. It's about you. That's what we're talking about. Here.
All right. That's the end of the segment. We're moving on.
At the end of the segment, why doesn't Chris Wallace say, all right, what do you want to say about Hunter Biden, Mr. President? I've interrupted you 10 times so that I could let Joe Biden interrupt. I'm going to let him interrupt you. But what do you want to say about Hunter Biden? Really? How hard is that? Jonathan in Tennessee. What do you think, Jonathan?
I think that Mr. Trump would have been better served if he would have just been quiet, waited his turn, and then stated his things. I think both candidates evaded questions and didn't answer questions. Mr. Biden never answered, was he for BLM? Would he denounce them? Was he for Antifa? Would he denounce them? Mr. Trump would have been better served if he would have went ahead and said, I do not support violence. I don't want any white supremacist group.
I know, but who won, Jonathan?
I think it was a toss-up. I don't think anybody won.
All right. Well said. Mark in Omaha, Nebraska, out in the middle of the country. Mark, what'd you think?
Well, I thought that Chris Wallace really hurt his brand and that of Fox a little bit. I think that I'm a Trump supporter. I think ultimately Biden probably won because he stood up for 90 minutes and seemed a little more rational.
But I did want, like, a concerning Hunter Biden payment is that I wish Trump or people would say, don't you believe the American intelligence? Remember how they always said, Trump don't believe the intelligence. Didn't the intelligence tell us that?
Yeah, they did. John in Arizona, I got a couple more in. John, go ahead, Aaron, Arizona.
I give the president an 8 and Biden a weak 6, but Wallace about a 3. He should never have gone into the area of the president's tax returns because not one American in a 100 understands the simple difference between cash and accrual accounting, let alone something as complex as the president's tax returns.
Thank you, John. Chris in Louisville. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think that Trump did a good job. I mean, he was a little hot-headed a couple times. He could have calmed down a minute and really, you know, got together what he wanted to say. I think Biden was well prepared because he was pandering to the audience. He was trying to pull emotion from people, talking about them having, you know, do you have a missing empty chair at your table? You know, I think that Biden was well prepared, but I can't say who won. But I'm a massive Trump supporter, and I, you know, support him in everything. It just, you know.
All right, that's good. Dick in Orlando. Dick, 30 seconds.
Hey, Hugh. I totally agree with you, and I have to apologize because I expected to call you this morning and listen to you talk about how good Chris Wallace was. I think you have nailed it totally.
Well, thank you. Ed in Nevada, you get 20 seconds, Ed. Go ahead. Ed?
Yes, I think Trump could have done a little better as Biden was bragging that he was working for segregationists. And Trump back in the 90s had a problem with the Republican Party.
All right, Ed, thank you. We'll be right back. America, stay tuned. Hour number 2, your reaction straight ahead. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. The 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.